This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're watching a documentary each month for our Econ Extra Credit project. Our March film is called The Donut King, which tells the story of Ted Noy, who fled genocide in Cambodia to settle in Southern California, where he establishes an empire of donut shops that thwarted publicly traded competitor Dunkin' for many years. Noy's story doesn't end there, but I don't want to spoil your viewing. One of the people who electrifies the screen late in this documentary is Mr. Noy's niece, Maylee Tao, who returns from college to bring social media and other marketing savvy to her family-owned DK's Donuts and Bakery based in Santa Monica, California.
And so I came back and I worked and I started to think that to really support my family, there needs to be something innovative to separate it from being just this normal donut shop on the corner.
Until last year. Maylee Tao joins us here. Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
But what happened? Last year, you and your family decided to sell after 40 years. What went into that decision?
Oh my gosh, it was such a bittersweet decision. My mom and dad, who started the store 40 years ago, you know, they decided to completely retire. And we operated a 24-hour bakery that was in high demand, high popularity. I mean, people are coming in at all hours of the day. There's online orders for, you know, DoorDash and Grubhub and Uber Eats and Postmates coming in. There's lots of big corporate orders. And, you know, there is definitely some of the pandemic that impacted the business. A lot of our senior staff members, they, you know, went off and did other things. We had inventory shortages. My mom, you know, she told me, hey, you know, my hands hurt, my feet hurt. I think it's time we sell the store. And the first thing when she told me, my heart dropped because I had dedicated my heart and soul into this. At the age of 6, I was standing on a milk crate to help my parents give out change and help around there. And, you know, it was basically my daycare area. I got to connect with so many of the locals who would come in for the morning coffee or their afternoon treat. And yeah, you know, it was such a hard decision to sell the store. I just think also, you know, with years and years of hard work, you know, a lot of people think that donuts just appear, you know, it's like, oh, I'm at a donut shop, bam, they're here. But, you know, there's hours and of coordination and quality control. And there's many, many layers to this specific business where, you know, we just decided to let it go. And, you know, for me, when the documentary came out, that was like the true legacy. And it could live on even past, you know, my generation so that they can remember what Cambodians did for donuts here in America.
And you said bittersweet. Now, let me just land on the sweet part. You know, there's a lot of next generation people who are like, oh, do I have to work in my parents' shop until my retirement? I mean, it may be an opportunity for you personally.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I looked at my parents and they have this crazy work ethic, which I definitely adopted. And, you know, growing up when I was a teenager and helping my parents, I did share those feelings you just spoke about of like, oh my gosh, like, am I going to have to take over the shop? I don't really know if I want to do this. It's just this constant grind. And so when you said, you know, opportunity, the sweet part of it is, yeah, like we actually get to, you know, let go of the shop. And I'm actually so proud of myself for being able to come back after college, totally transform the shop and being able to sell it at the value that we did. And the sweet part is I get to have a whole new chapter. Like you said before, a lot of immigrant first generation kids who are born here, they don't really want to go back to their family businesses, whether it's a donut shop or a laundromat or a Chinese food restaurant. They want to get an education and they want to explore the opportunities that America has to offer. And, you know, it gives me the space to really explore the entrepreneurship side of myself versus being obligated to help my family at something that, yes, I did enjoy, but it was just so much work.
So you're out of DK's, but you're not out of donuts, right? You're doing something else.
That's correct. So Donut Princess LA is my donut bouquet concept. We deliver and ship out donut bouquets in the LA area and, you know, around the United States. an attachment to that, I have a podcast called Short and Sweet. I explore women empowerment, small business tips, and mindset, and in hopes of inspiring other young women and other people to start on the dreams that they want to start on. Another umbrella out of Donut Princess is I also do marketing and consulting for local donut shops. So a lot of people will come up to me and say, hey, how do I start a donut shop? Hey, how do I use what you did for social media with my business? So I'm not completely out of donuts just yet.
Just so I fully understand Donut Princess LA, that's like if you might have sent flowers or chocolates, you could send through you nicely arranged donuts.
Absolutely. And it comes in a beautiful matte pink box. It has, you know, bright red ribbon. It's a handwritten card. And it's also just kind of made for Instagram. You know, people definitely eat with their eyes nowadays. So why not get a beautiful arrangement that you could also eat and enjoy with your friends and share?
You'll see the star power of Mei Li Tao as the owner of Donut Princess LA and the former participant in the family of owners of DK's Donuts in Santa Monica in the documentary film we're watching this month called The Donut King, about how Cambodian immigrants ended up playing such a key role in the donutting of California and beyond. Mei Li Tao, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I hope you guys eat more donuts.